tomorrow at 1 o'clock. 90 to 93 FM, online and on digital radio. This is BBC Radio 3. It's 11:15 this Wednesday evening. And time now for Late Junction, presented by Max Reinhardt.
The electronic glissando section, or bars 422 to 434 if you prefer, of Mantra, Stockhausen's work for two pianists and a sound projectionist, with Zenia Pestova and Pascal Meyer at the pianos and Jan Panis on electronics duty. Before that, we heard Sun Ra and his Myth Science Orchestra playing Tiny Pyramids, a track from their album Angels and Demons at Play, which kicked off the 1960s and saw them on their way to becoming jazz's pioneer percussion-heavy open improvisation ensemble of that decade. Welcome to Lake Junction. I'm Max Reinhardt, and it's time to hear the rhubarb. It's a lute-like instrument with sympathetic strings from Afghanistan. Ghulam Hussein is one of the leading rhubarb players. Here he plays an instrumental of a Sufi song, Ba Ayadat Baya. Thank you. Peace Peace by Barry Guy. The raison d'etre of his music is what he likes to call musical stretching, an exploration that brings together baroque, contemporary classical and improvisation. That work was composed by Barry, who was performing on bass, with special guest Pierre Favre on percussion. More from him tomorrow night. Talking of musical stretching, and indeed stretching a point, here's my second track to mark the passing of Jimi Hendrix. Now, strictly speaking, the 40th anniversary took place 2.5 weeks ago, but that's only if you make your measurements in Earth time.
Psychopathia sexualis. I'm in love with a horse that comes from Dallas. Poor neurotica me. When my family found out, they raised the roof, 'cause I bought a ring to fit her hoof. Poor brain, the size of a pea. She looks so nice against the rail, with her pretty long legs and her ponytail. I guess against convention I'll never win. I'll probably end up in the loony bin, but in my heart I'll always be free. The head shrinker said my societal concept had been warped by an Oedipus Rex, which caused me to hate the opposite sex. But what he doesn't know is that my second wife was a 10-pound goose named Tex. I'm paranoid and sublimated, in love with a horse that ain't been spaded. Traumatic scene, please let me be. I've been hypnotized, tranquilized, analyzed, rationalized, taking every pill from Seconal to Dexamil. Sitting with my wife, naked in the dark, and knowing her ex-lovers are running at Hollywood Park. Can be a bug, I will admit, but it's all made up when I see her running around the house in a negligee, brace and bit. Like most young couples, we had our fights, deciding what's fair about her rights. We finally got adjusted, and I was boss, when I woke one morning, and on a lawn, I found a fiery cross. The Ku Klux Klan said we had to get out that day. Move everything, lock, stock, horse, and carriage. The Klan wouldn't stand for no mixed marriage, so I'm feeling blue. Ain't got a penny in my pocket. We're gonna volunteer for a satellite rocket, so me and her can sit and spoon and visit my first wife who jumped over the moon. Poetry and all that jazz.
Anarchy and Surrealism from Lenny Bruce, with Psychopathia Sexualis from his 1959 album The Sick Humour of Lenny Bruce. He was always far ahead of his rightful time, but there he was in the years before he really caused offence, riffing on the idea of the close attachment southern farm workers may have had for their animals. I haven't been able to find out who was accompanying him, but I'm sure there's a listener out there who could fill us in. Email us at late.junction@bbc.co.uk, or if you're really quaint, by post to Lake Junction, BBC Radio 3, Broadcasting House, London W1A, 1AA. Before Lenny Bruce, I played another artist far ahead of his time, Jimi Hendrix with Hey Baby, which features on the soundtrack of the otherwise not very interesting movie Rainbow Bridge. It was recorded in the final summer of his life at Electric Lady, his own studios in Greenwich Village, with Billy Cox on bass, Mitch Mitchell on drums, and Yuma Sultan on percussion. The lead vocal was never finished, just a live take guide vocal. The golden age of Polish Baroque music lies even further back in time, the first half of the 17th century. Here's one of its cameos. Podbielski's toccata Preludium for Organ, performed here by Yannick Vale.
Just wasn't right.
To Otro Lado do Espelho, the Taylor Dupree remix by Papercuts, the electronica project of Portuguese ambient musician Bruno Miguel, which has been much admired at festivals over the last year from Austin, Texas to Eastern Europe. Before that, the king of the second generation of bluegrass players, Del McCoury, with his former band the Dixie Pals, singing a song by their mandolin player Dix Tabor. How can I explain? Powerful music of a different age and variety now. The Credo from Francisco Guerrera's Easter Sunday Mass, Missa Congratulamini Mihi, performed by The Cardinal's Music, directed by Andrew Carwood. The Cardinal's Music, directed by Andrew Carwood, performing the credo from Francisco Guerrero's Missa Congratulamini Mihi. For full details of all the music I'm playing here on Late Junction tonight, just check the Radio 3 web pages at bbc.co.uk/radio3. Jasper Hoby created his trio Phronesis in 2005. Phronesis, he reckons, is the ability to think about how and why we should act in order to change things, especially our lives, for the better. Their new album, Alive, was recorded live at the Forge Arts venue Camden Town, and it's probably changing their lives for the better even at this very moment. With Hoby on bass, Ivo Naim on piano, and special guest Mark Yana on drums, this is Rue Cinq Diamants.
Thank you.
Sere by Michael Robinson and his Ever Ready Spot Band, Deep Root Studio Music, probably from the late 60s, originally issued as a single in the days when juju was taking hold of the Lagos scene, just as high life fashion started to fade during the Nigerian Civil War. The Deep Roots music of these islands has been released on Topic Records for the last 70 years or more, but singer Faye Heald is their first new signing for a decade. And on her debut CD, Looking Glass, her voice rings out without compromise, straight and true, as she trawls the sea of traditional song for the ones that got away. With John Bowden on guitar and Sam Sweeney on fiddle, here she is with the story of the most wicked stepmother you could ever fear to meet, Kemp Owen.
Her mother died when she was young, which gave her cause to grieve and mourn. Her father married the very worst woman that ever lived in Christendom. She served her stepmother night and day in everything that she could do, till once, when in a fit of rage, she threw her over a crag of the sea, saying, "Lie there, young Isabel, and all my sorrows lie with thee, till Kemp Owen shall come to the crag and break this spell with kisses three." Her breath grew strong and her hair grew long, twisted three times round the tree, and all the people far and near thought that a savage beast was she, and how she cried for Kemp Owen, that he might come but near to her hand. Word has gone to Kemp Owen, that that such a beast was in his land. So he has built a bonny boat, set it sailing on the sea. But before he reached a mile from the land, the beast has set the red fire free. So he has taken up his bow and he's aimed an arrow at her head. Swore if she'd not quit the land, with that same shaft he would shoot her dead. Oh, I'll not rise out of my den, though it is not for fear of thee, till Kempo win. The king's own son shall come to the crag and kiss with me. Her breath was strong and her hair was long, twisted three times round the tree, and away she swam. Again she came singing, come to the crag and kiss with me. Now I have a royal sword, she said, that I found in the salt sea, and while your body it is on, drawn shall your blood never be. But if you'll touch me tail or fin, I swear this sword your death shall be. He leaned him over Eastmore Crag, and about the tree she came with a swing. He stepped in, gave her a kiss, and the royal sword he has brought with him. Her breath was strong and her hair was long, twisted twice about the tree, and away she swam. Again she came singing, come to the crag and kiss with me. Oh, I have a royal belt, she said, that I found in the salt sea, and while your body it is on, drawn shall your blood never be. But if you'll touch me tail or fin, I swear your death this bell shall be. He leaned him over Eastmore Crag, and about the tree she came with a swing. He stepped in, gave her a kiss, and the royal belt he has brought with him. Her breath was strong and her hair was long, twisted once about the tree, and away she swam. Again she came singing, come to the crag and kiss with me. Now I have a royal ring, she said, that I found in the salt sea, and while your body it is on, drawn shall your blood never be. But if you touch me tail or fin, I swear this ring your death shall be. He leaned him over Eastmore Crag, and about the tree she came with a swing. He stepped in, and the royal ring he has brought with him. Her breath was sweet, her hair was short, twisted no more round the tree, and away she swam. Again she came, the fairest woman that you ever did see. Was it a werewolf of the wood? Was it a mermaid on the sea? Was it a man or a vile witch woman? My own true love that misshaped thee. No, it wasn't a werewolf of the wood, nor was it a mermaid on the sea. was my own Stepola. A cruel and wicked woman is she. A heavy curse will light her on. Her hair will grow rough, her teeth grow long. And on her 4 feet she will crawl, all alone, condemned to be. And in the worm's wood she will dwell. And all this spell she will never go free.
Chorus just won't leave me alone. Robots in the Rain by the Crayonettes, who are folk chanteurs Catherine Williams and Anna Spencer, formerly of punk band Delicate Vomit. They met up with their under-fives to pass the time and decided to strike a blow for original music for children which would reflect some of the obsessions and interests of their kids. But let's face it, we're all very interested in robots right across the generations. For example, in a moment, an exploration of the Miles Davis tune Robot by Victoria Mullover's Through the Looking Glass project, which features Victoria on violin and Julian Joseph on piano. But first, the Kabul-based Ahmad Sham Sufi Qawwali group, with the revelatory Ma Da Do Yahan, I'm in Two Worlds.
جهان غیر خدا یار نداره یار نداره مادر تو جهان غیر خدا یار نداره یار نداره جز یاد خدا چه دیگر کار نداره کار نداره
Yeah.
wash me out, love. Wash me out, love. Wash me out, love. That day we laid in bed, you gave me your pillow.
That Day in the Shower by Hilde Marie Kearsam from the Oslo-based label Room Gramophone's 100th release, 20 Centuries of Stony Sleep, which simultaneously references W.B. Yeats' second coming and celebrates their coming of age with a collection of what I do believe are previously unavailable tracks from 13 of their exceptional artists. More sacred music now. From their most recent CD, Time of the Skeleton Lords, here are the Tashi Lumpo monks with Shambhala Monlam, or Shambhala Prayer. Shambhala, they explain, is a mysterious universe, parallel with our own, situated somewhere in the north. Although in the present age it is not connected with our own universe, and is indeed invisible to us, very slowly it is moving towards us, and the two universes will eventually connect. 12 days in our universe is the equivalent of one day in Shambhala.
Daya Sangya Gopal Gopal. to understand the role I chose. Back and forth, I go. Back for more, but I know. To have a stable future, you need a solid foundation. No time to play cool blood, big Ben isn't waiting. Change only comes when you pursue it. I'm in a race, switching lanes, trying to lose it. They say it's make or break, and I'm breaking through this, making my music. Awake too late, I meditate with Buddha. I have no room for complications, only improvements. I want who, and can you blame me? I'm only human. Back and forth, I go. To understand the role I chose. Back and forth, I go. Back for more, but I know. What we want, meet on common ground with no communication. See the problems out with no hesitation. But if you have a doubt, you better say it. Cause my word of mouth is a picture painted. Sometimes I think I overcomplicate it. Being so selective, high expectations. Trying to bridge the gap, not replicate it. See, we've been sold a test, it's like we're segregated. Back and forth, I go. To understand the role I chose. Back and forth, I go. Back for more, but I know. Back and forth, I go. To understand the role I chose. Back and forth, I go. Back for more, but I know that we won't.
Recording in secret and the role I choose. Two tracks from Common Ground, the new CD from Polar Bear out later this month. And the vocals were supplied by Jaeger, who, of course, was part of a late Junction session earlier this year with Polar Bear's Seb Rochford. Good to see the story continues to unfold. I'm Max Reinhardt, and we're about to hit the buffers for Late Junction for tonight. So until tomorrow night, I'll leave you with Lullaby for Irena from a long-awaited CD, For the Ghosts Within. It's a new collaboration between Robert Wyatt on vocals, saxophonist and clarinetist Gilad Atzmon, and violinist and string arranger Rod Steven. Good night.
You were there for me all along. There for me when I had nobody there to care for me. Long before the day that I was born. In the air. Long before the day that I was born. You were there so I could be. From the air to your body, gave my spirit life, you made my world. And all my wise and all my foolish ways, gave the world to me.
We gather. Hello, I'm John Shea, and this is BBC Radio 3 Through the Night. And I'll begin this morning by widening the definition of European, as we sometimes do, for a concert from the New Zealand Symphony Orchestra. Simon Turpczewski plays Rachmaninoff's Paganini Rhapsody, and Shostakovich's 12th Symphony also gets a rare outing. But first, a piece by the orchestra's former principal tuba player Kenneth Young, called Remembering. I feel that we are born into this world perfect, he says. We gradually lose sight of ourselves. The greatest reminder of what is true or false is the voice within. My soul knows conceptually of a higher state and yearns to experience it. The closest I get is through music. Remembering by Kenneth Young, given its world premiere in June 2008 by the New Zealand Symphony Orchestra and conductor Yoel Levy. The orchestra's leader, Vesa Matti-Leppänen, was the soloist. Simon Topcheski joins them next as soloist in Rachmaninoff's Rhapsody on the Theme of Paganini. 1934 was the year when the Soviet Union lifted a ban on Rachmaninoff's music. Steinway sent him a grand piano for his new home in Switzerland, and he even managed to stir himself to practice his new piece for its first performance.